Okay, so on page Resh and Aleph, in the middle of Halacha Lamed Gimel. We still in Halacha Gimel. Let's do Chaf Gimel. Chaf Gimel on the bottom. Page Resh Nun Aleph. Av Malacha Gemur Aser Binyin L'Daber LaTelefon B'Yamtif. Are you allowed to talk on the telephone? L'Tzor Chayla. She'ein Bo'y Sakana B'Hani B'Chunas HaTelefon Kishim Etzaltzelim U'Mavakshim HaMisbar Nidlak Al Yidei Zer Ar Chashmol B'Hamerikas. When you go and you call on telephone, so it says in the factory, okay, the old ancient, everything today is obviously so different, but when you call the operator, so they have some lights are going off in the command center. When your telephone is...
pick up the telephone, the light goes on.
The light goes on. The plug-in, all these things, like these ancient stories here. Oz bevadai royal lahachmel lidon shnagim usu behalokas achashmel biyamtiv difor sum. Since we halokal ma'isu when it comes to electricity, we should not do this on yamtiv. Rak leilu shnohagim hetiv behalokas achashmel gamzemut. Those who know it to be matter when it comes to electricity, lighting. So then it's also muti. So the fasting chesed according to him, according in ancient times, you're allowed to actually call someone up on the telephone on the yamtiv. Unbelievable, huh? You know, on Rachman Litzan, there's a very big problem with texting on Shabbos with teenagers.
Yeah.
It was half Shabbos. The Yetzirah is so powerful, and there's a very big problem. A lot of teenagers.
They have to know where to address the kiddushes.
What? It's a very big problem, and then someone came with an app. It's a grammar, the delay, that everything that you press, it's a whole kunst, everything that you press on your iPhone doesn't happen immediately. There's a delayed reaction. So the delayed reaction, it's only a grammar. So it's they're trying to say you can lessen the aveira, the isser of, if you're anyway going to text, so you might as well be memayit in the isser chil Shabbos by using this app, where everything that you do on your iPhone, your smartphone, will be delayed. So this created such a controversy. Gevalt went out, all the chirms that went out on this app, even though in Achnami, technically, it might be taka better, it's a delay, but it's usur. Usur is usur. Don't start making kosher.
It's against the spirit of
exactly, it's against the spirit of Shabbos. So just leave it as it is. If they're going to do it, they what? So here's about Yom Tov. So Yom Tov is no real difference. Yeah.
Tomorrow, Kalik Malchus, you
gotta be Matama Kayim. Oh, Matama on the Kvar, right.
So someone passed based on that on Yom Tov Sheni.
Yeah.
To
go visit the Melech. We learned this, right?
So
we learned this.
You gotta play music.
To play music and lechavid the Melech that comes. Melech. Because just like a lot of you, we were time for derabbanon.
You could push away
derabbanon
because of a mitzvah.
Okay, that's a chiddush.
But
some wanted to say that lechavid malchus, since we find a precedent in Chazal that you're allowed to be metame for tumah derabbanon lechavid melech, so mele you can do other isum derabbanon shvusim lechavid malchus. Okay, nachanami, there's such a thing to it. So here he goes and says over here that according to those that were matzah, but beyond the basis shemut leisum derabbanon lezer chayla imkain chachanami mutul ledabel telephone leisur havarak ein kan biyamtiv ela mishum moilid. What about yamtiv sheni? You can use a telephone because then there's going to be it's only there's no havar on yamtiv. It's only the moilid. To hayef shul asos be'ervuchu rakis drabonim l'tzor choyle a choyle, so you can be makel avul tzorchin yesh lus mechal kol hani makim has the strule the ein kan moilid al kol panim linyan choyle gam biyam aleph the zrebik tzorchin. If you can be makel on this for yamtiv rishain. What about more modern phones like today when there is no lights that are going on? The creation of the flow, the flow of electricity through your telephone call, through your connection. The Lashita Sabes Yitzhak Yesh Beze Isr Moilid, creating a circuit in and of itself is a form of Moilid, the point of the Beis Yitzchak, and that's Osir on Yom Tov. The Lashita Chasane Hagoin Marenu Harav Noson Levin. You know that is? That's my great great grandfather. My father was Rav Aaron Levin. My father's father was Rav Mordechai. My father's father was Rav Aaron. And then Rav Aaron's father was Rav Nosson.
So
and he was the son-in-law of the Beis Yitzchak. So the machlokes is the shver and the edim. The shver says it's osur, and the edim says that it is mut. L'shlis hasan hagoyim hagoyim marina rav nos levin im the isem moilid ayin l'el simen pei sifkon mem sharachis that was marich in these inyanim. Halach l'maisa, obviously it's not whether it's mut or whether it's osur. You know, the sheni halach l'maisa, we all know that we don't do this. We don't go, we don't talk on telephones on Yom Tov Rishon. It's almost kinat no difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov with regard to turning on electrical appliances. That is the custom. Puk chazima amar devar. That is how it's accepted. Only thing is, halacha l'maaseh, when there's a tzorich, when there's a very great need, on Yom Tov Sheni, you will make them. There's a chayla, so things that you ordinarily might not, you would hesitate to do on Yom Tov Rishon, you would not hesitate to do on Yom Tov Sheni.
We have to make a kosher phone that doesn't have a...
Well, they do have tzomet. Oh, you mean a phone where there's no screen, and you might meichek and kaysev and all of these things in a chanami. They do write that. That's how it comes up in the all of those things I printed out from, I don't remember from who, Rabbi Neustadt and Rabbi Karnefogel and the Leibowitz. They talk about, I don't know who says what, but they all mention the question that the poskim struggled with, and it's not clear, is there koisev moichek?
Yeah. There's no
ksiva. On chalamoid typing.
Right.
Or typing.
So the typing of the screen is not
kayim. It's not called a ksiva. It's not kayim. So it's not called a kaisa. So he's makel. Does that mean that he translates the saying that operating a cell phone on Yom Tov, there's no shayla of when you open up your cell phone, you turn it on, you press the button. Right? You press the button, so right away the screen goes on with a nice picture and this and that, and then you move your fingers. Does that mean that he holds that there's no chash of kaisev on Yom Tov? Maybe. Kaisev deraisa, for sure it's not. That we all know for sure. Is it a kaisev derabanan? I know Chanami, could be he holds his mutter. It could be he holds not an issue. What?
Well, kaisev, there's no problem, but there are other problems.
What are the other problems? Circuit, moilet. You're creating a circuit.
But I've not some, yeah. The screen.
So that we're going to, that's not a lecture. That's so are the lights up. So
but the light could be hot.
No, it's not. There's no Havar on Yom Tov, even on Shabbos. And that's not called Havar. These new technologies, there's no heat. There's some type of artificial light. So what's really the issue?
Don't open in your pocket if you're getting hot.
But it's not, so when it gets hot, so it gets hot. So you can't rub your hands together on Shabbos, so it gets hot. Also gets the friction. It's very hard to find an Isser Deraisa. It's very, very hard. So and even the Rabban, what is it? It's Moilid, it's a Shail of Koisev and Moichek, it's just not Shabbistik, Motzi Chevschav, Adavidavar. These are all very gray matters, and that's why in Echanam did the Chukideus. The being of the Ba'al, we always say this, is that this is going to become more of an issue as we go forward in time. Because we all know without a shadow of a doubt that within 10 to 15 years there are going to be no more books. That's the fact. There are no books. Everyone's going to have a Kindle.
The pacemakers today are talking to the doctors.
What?
The pacemakers are talking to the doctors.
Yeah, that's
true. There's communication.
They're wireless. The pacemakers are wireless. You control it on your computer.
Shabbos, he's going to say, Rabbi Shmuel, how's your heart doing? How do you feel? Do you have shortness of breath?
Well, that's a heart. It's obviously a sakhoila sheesh by sakana. I'm talking about sidurim. I'm talking about what's going to be. These questions are going to come up more and more, and you're going to see there's going to be a big machlokes. It's going to happen. It's just waiting to happen to explode. In 10 years from now, there are going to be no more books. It'll even come a point in time where the government will say that it's illegal to print books because the environment. I'm not joking. The environment. The environment. So then they'll say, but for religious matters, it's mutter. So there'll be, for sure be a tekufa. It's going to come a point in time where you only have Sidurim for Shabbos. You only print things for Shabbos. There'll be Shabbos, Sidurim for Shabbos, and Yom Tov. What?
You get a Siddur for your lifetime Siddur.
No, we're talking about printed
Siddurim. Printed Siddurim, you'll have. And Sefarim, so you'll have the basic Sefarim for Shabbos, and anything that you want for Shabbos, you'll have to print, you'll press a button, you're like, you know, like today, you go online, I like the safer, you print the button, they'll print out the whole safer for you, with a hardcover and fire. But it's going to be a very big issue. Why taka is it also? it's going to get so inconvenient. People are going to be challenging. Is it really also to have a sitter, have a Kindle for a sitter? What are you already doing already? And now you know they have now new things where the holograms. And they even have an Amazon. They show these incredible things. They have these watches. These watches, wearables, and you press the button and it display, the screen is displayed on your arm. Unbelievable. You saw that? So that's the new thing. That's the same way now it's on your arm, then it's not going to go from your arm, it's going to be invisible. It's going to be like holograms. They show this on television shows. Now already it's on the arm. Right now they have a watch. You can buy it. It's not expensive. It's not expensive. Your iPhone, you connect to your iPhone, and you wear this watch, and you can wear it in the shower, and you can wear it in the swimming pool, and you press the button, it's waterproof, and basically it displays the entire screen on your arm, and there are sensors, and you use your finger the same way you use your finger on a screen,
like a
tablet on your arm, an invisible tablet. So what's next? You don't need your arm. It'll be right. So what's usser? Why is that usser on Shabbos? So now, you know, it's moiled, it doesn't look nice, not Shabbos-tick, but 20 years from now, people are not going to be accepting that as an answer. People are going to be saying, tell me, is it usser or is it mutter? And you're going to see, I'm predicting, you're going to see chiluki deis. You're going to see shuls where Rabbanim Paskin.
There's going to be voice control of everything.
Voice control also.
There is now.
Artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence. Things that were accepted as usser today, and the things that were declared to be usser 20 years ago, today it's accepted 100% kolayshul and smutter. For example, cameras. When they first started with security cameras, there were many poskim that said that if you know for a fact there's a security camera, you're not letting it go, it's kosef. You have to walk around. You can't go to the kosef on Shabbos. The big psak halach from the many gedolei hadar, you're not allowed to go to the kosef on Shabbos 25 years ago. They put in security cameras. So when you go into the Kaisel, your picture's being taken and it's being recorded. It's a shail of ksiva. It's being recorded electronically, your image. Today, does anyone accept that psak halacha? No one. No one, because if you accept that psak halacha, you can't walk out of your house. You can't even walk in your house. They're watching you. They're watching you in your house. In your house, they've been watching you, right? They have in the news. They have technology. The police, they come. Unbelievable technology. It's in court. The police come to the house. Why should they have to risk their lives? They have technology. It's not even so expensive. Outside the house, they press a button. They know exactly where everyone is in the house. If there are living people in the house, they're moving around exactly what floor. Why should they walk into a house and put themselves in a corner? They know exactly where it is. So the police have been doing this already for a couple of years, and now the courts caught up with them, and it's an invasion of privacy. Who says you're allowed to use this when you go and you arrest a drug addict or you go dress a criminal?
I don't think it's an invasion.
What? Well, it's in courts. What? There's a machlek is in courts. In the courts now, this the shiloh. They've been doing it anyway. They don't care. They're doing it.
It's not an invasion. Just like I think putting a trail on a car.
Yeah.
Private person can do it. It's not an invasion of privacy. Police can't do it. They need a subpoena. But if a friend of theirs takes and puts a tracker on the car, there's no problem.
Well, now my insurance, they told me that if I sign up, they'll give me a deep discount. I put a tracker in my car, and it monitors everything that I do in the car. And that way they will evaluate my driving skills. If I ever go over 80, that's a big no-no. That's going to affect my insurance. If I stop short too many times, how many miles I travel... And they say you install this in the car, and basically in 3 months from now we're going to evaluate your driving skills, and we'll
take away your insurance.
It's not successful.
Because many people, yeah.
At first it was successful,
yeah.
But then because of all these things that they were tracking everything they were doing,
they don't want it.
Don't want it.
Because people want to go over 80. That's
because
why.
People say
if you have an accident, they say it's your fault. We don't want it. We don't put up with you. You're reckless.
Okay, Nachlami says, but the halachic world, these things that when it first came out were very disturbing, and the poskim said that it's usser, and now like that example of a camera, it was a mamish a psak halach. You can't go to the kosel. It's not a joke. 25 years ago, the charedim did not go to the kosel, and now you can't live without following that psak. And the poskim said, listen, it's not really usser. There's no makar for it that it's usser. The male it's mutter.
So double tries then.
It was Chayza, right?
15 years ago, yeah.
It was Chayza.
They said there was a camera in the apartment building.
Yeah.
So a guy asked him, what do I do? He said, move.
Move, okay? Ad kidei kach, move. Move. Okay, so the same thing today. Could I daven on a Kindle on Shabbos? They're looking like you're out of your mind. Daven, Machal, should come to show the Kindle? You're going to go down with the Kindle on Shabbos? They'll say, you're Meshuggah, how dare you there? But in 20 years from now, you can't, that's not going to be an answer. 20 years from now, you're going to have to... What?
No, they'll have candles.
Yeah, it's not going to be an answer. The question will be, is it us or is it mutter? What is the real... You can't just shoot from the hip. You got to go and tell me...
I'm going to tell you, it's great with that. It, when you
daven... It knows what you're up to.
It knows what day of the week it is.
Yeah.
You should say.
And with voice recognition, it knows what you're up to. Voice recognition knows what you're up to also. There are a lot of techniques.
Date-wise,
it knows the davening. Yeah, so these are major halachic issues. And I'm predicting that as time goes on, it's going to be machlokes. That's what's going to happen. You're going to find chiluki des. You're going to find some communities that use the Erev. Some they don't use the Erev. Some are going to use the Kindle on Shabbos and Menachem. I mean, I don't know. I don't know where things are heading. Where are things heading? And we don't even know what the new technology is, what's yet to come in that. I mean, this is probably what we're looking at. Like I was learning in the Mishnah, it's a stylus. It's very, very funny. I remember years ago, we were learning... A year when I was a child, what in the world is a stylus? Oh, in ancient times, they had wax tablets, and they would etch into the wax. I remember as a child, I was fascinated. What is this crazy thing called a stylus? Then all of a sudden came the Palm Pilots. I don't know if you remember, every little electronical device has a stylus. Stylus, right? Oh, I mean, of course you know what a stylus is. You use it, you know, on the Palm Pilots. Now they don't exist anymore.
Well, you can buy them on Amazon.
Yeah.
There are some tablets
that use styluses?
And or phones
yeah.
that can use stylus to do free drawing.
Drawing recognition without your finger. Better than, more precise than your finger. Okay, but so there I was learning with some of Mishnais and I was telling him, and we learned the Michtav. I said, remember like 10 years ago, everyone had the Palm Pilot and it was stylus? Instead of telling, remember 1,000 years ago, I only had to remind them about 10 years ago when people had a stylus. What? Still have one of those old ones?
What was the problem with security cameras in 2025?
Koisev.
You don't know if it's a camera, you're interested in kibbutz.
Koisev, you are a grama, you're causing ksiva. When you walk in a certain place and you're causing your image to be recorded.
It's worse then because everything was.
Magnetic?
Why not?
Maybe it's worse today. What?
Electricity going through direct.
Same thing as today. It's all the same. It's all the same. It's all the same. In halacha, there's very little difference what it was. The light bulb is also now. It's a very big problem. Today,
LED or whatever.
I don't know technology. I don't know. I don't know how it works. I don't know. But it's like also today it's very popular. Like I get a light. It's such a yetzahar to buy for outdoors, your front door to buy. You save so much money on electricity to buy the motion detector, a light that's a motion detector. You can save a fortune of money for a whole year. Why do you have to have the light running the whole night? Only when you need it.
What do you do for the surveillance cameras? Like the surveillance cameras in the
they only operate when there's motion. All of them do that.
Motion detectors, but on Shabbos they go on.
24/7. 24/7. Ah,
not
interesting.
24/7, huh?
It's 24. Really, that's how it's set up.
That's
fascinating.
Yeah.
On the cameras, I know I have a camera at home. I have a little small camera.
You can put a switch on it. You can put it in. Don't put it on until.
They have to program the camera. When is it Shabbos? So every 7 day, fine. But Yom Tif, it comes around.
Yeah, it's programmed.
It's very complicated to program it.
The law of electronic law.
Yeah.
It rabbinically says Shabbos Kodesh after the
Zman.
But they all make the same mistake.
Yeah.
They say Masharuch Marageshem, the same Talamotar. When do you say same Talamotar on Shabbos? Look at every
case. I see. Okay.
They just don't erase it.
The ultimate screen, this is a shock. I thought I saw it already, but the ultimate, you go to Frankel's recently? And Frankel's in the main shul, they have humongous screen. Talk about Super Bowl, Sunday. Humongous, and what's on the screen? The yard sites. The light bulbs. So it's all programmed. They only have on display for that month or for that day. That day it's bigger for that month, and everything else is not there. It's in the background. And
they don't charge you.
And they probably do charge, probably where you can charge even more, but they replace the traditional, the bronze, there used to be these heavy weighted tiles. They don't make them anymore. All the shuls, they started with a lot, all these cheaper type of things. It's plastic, and it's a lot lighter. They get, no, this, ancient times, these heavy bronze, some shuls still have it. They have, and some people still have it, some people, but generally, new shuls generally don't buy that anymore. They have the new things, lightweight, but now even that's out. That's also going to be gone very soon. Now everything is a big screen, everything is electronic. It's a whole new world, and all these halachic shilas, the shilas are coming more and more, like the holograms. Who ever thought of that? You have over there, it's not even a davar sheyesh by mamish. And then they say, the next thing is that you don't even need, it's going to be just in the air. Just in the ear, just comes right in front of you, and you can see like a crystal screen that's mamisha holograms, whatever they call it. And the technology is getting better and better. And we don't even know what's coming next. Who knows? Who knows what's coming after that? And how are we going to deal with this in halacha? It's very interesting. Okay, so let's go further over here. We have here this halacha of the telephone. So we finished the telephone. Fine. Let's now go to the next halacha, lamidal, which is a very fascinating topic of chaitzah. Are you allowed to carry on Yom Tov? So obviously we know you are, but not so fast. There are a lot of restrictions. Lamidal chaitzah mutar b'yom tov afilu mash einu l'tzarech oichol nefesh, because of the principle of mitoch shechutra l'tzarech oichol nefesh, chutra shelo l'tzarech, but it must be a davar hashaveh l'chol nefesh. So therefore, uvach deheba is it tzarech acher. You must have echad. I'm sorry, echad. I think it's dalid. And there must be acher. Fine. There must be some function. Avol shelo tzarech klal also lochitzi, but for no purpose whatsoever. The sabrim to carry kiim b'mokam shemut lochitzi b'shabbos. Unless there is, if you want to go carry for no purpose, you must have at least an eruv. You have to have an eruv. Is the eruv up? It's a very important thing. If the eruv is up for yom, it's a very big milah. Many communities don't do this. It's hard enough to go and keep the eruv functional for Shabbos. Is it kedai to go and send out a crew? To send out a crew to go check a city eruv for Yom Tov costs money. It's kehilah shel money. To go send out, they charge a lot of money, these people. You have to have a crew on standby. And Flatbush, in some of these communities, I once heard a presentation where they showed they have a construction crew. Mm-hmm. They're on call Friday afternoon, even Shabbos, anything that's down, anytime you need a new lechi, you need a new this, new that, they'll do it. And then you have to have a B'nai Torah. They pay them good money to go make their rounds around the entire city and inspect every Shabbos. Do you have to pay these people also on a Monday afternoon to have it be done for Tuesday, for Yom Tov? That's going to be Tuesday, Wednesday. So the Chathila, yes. Because if you don't have an Erev on Yom Tov, you're only allowed to carry Litzorich. And it doesn't bring this down over here, but many Poskim say only L'dvar Mitzvah. If it's not a Dvar Mitzvah, even if it's Litzorich, not everyone holds you allowed to carry on Yom Tov. So you're getting into a lot of shilas. But if you have an Erev, then everything is mutter. Not allowed to carry big loads. You only allowed to carry small things. Ella yishane, you should change.
If you're carrying
a large amount, don't carry the normal way. The EMEF shul lishane, so you can't be mishane. Go and sheyesh loicharbe oichem. If you have no choice, then you can carry the normal way. Okay, now other thing about carrying. The question is like this is a very common shayla. If you have key or keychain, today no one has keys anymore either. Everything now is combinations. But it used to be keys, so yeah, everyone has a big thick ring. You don't see anymore. You see anyone carrying a big thick ring of keychain? What?
The supers.
But the average person, years ago, go back 15 years ago, the average guy had a keychain. Yeah, 20 keys, 10 keys, 15 keys. Everyone had keys. I also had it. Even a little kid, you have keys.
People collected the keychain.
It was a mylar. Today, you see anyone with keys?
Right?
You see anyone have keys today?
Even their car turns on without a key.
Yeah, I don't see anyone have keys anymore today. You have the most car keys. Even that, you're saying is that's also phasing out. Who has keys today? I don't know. Well, we don't need keys?
I have
what? You have keys.
12 keys.
12 keys. And you use them all?
Most of them.
Okay. Okay, so you have keys. Okay, but it's less and less. People are Yom Tov are, if you only need a Yom Tov one or two keys,
right,
are you allowed to carry the entire keychain that has 20 keys, 30 keys? So this is a machlokes hapaiskim. Some hold categorically no. You're not allowed. No, not when it comes to Yitzah. Maybe when it comes to food, because food is fit for eating. But carrying a keychain with 50 keys, the only one key, many Paiskim say it's Osir. Mamishas, you have to take off the key that you need, and that's it. Some say no, it's all part of the same, it's all connected, it's all the same thing, and you can make all. So the Chaluki Deis. Some do like this, some do like that. Different opinions with regard to carrying keys. Okay. So, okay. There are more things I don't require. I did prepare, just forgot. I forgot. Maybe we'll do it. If it comes to memory, I'll do it again tomorrow. Next, kol hamalachos hamutaros lasos biyamtiv zeu dafka l'tzorch adam. This lamed b'halach lamed. Hey, this was all the ones to do in yamtiv. Only l'tzorch adam. Avalo l'tzorch behemah, but you're not allowed to do for animals. The chsev yeoseh lochem and v'darshinon lochem below labehemah. Lochem, therefore, also l'vashul. Therefore, you're not allowed to cook. To cook or to carry for an animal. So therefore, all of the... Yes, so you can feed the animals, because of the hate. But you can carry the animal. Or you can carry for the animal.
You can't cook the stuff for the
animal. You can't cook, that's what it says. It says you can't cook because it says, so you had to make these preparations before Yom Tov. That's what it says. Okay, that sounds like a solution, right? So, ma'abi b'shir for yourself, and then you give him your leftovers. But if you're cooking specifically for the dog, that even though it's echel nefesh, but it's not your nefesh, lochem v'lo lebehema. That's what it says. It's halacha only for you, not for animals. And I guess that means all the restrictions of walking a dog and animal, walking in there, you are allowed to walk a dog if done in a certain way. The leash has to be very, very taut, and you're not allowed to touch the dog, and you're not allowed to go carry for it whatever it needs. So all of the restrictions that apply to walking a dog on Shabbos apply to Yom Tov in a place where there is no Erev.
And if he's walking the dog because the dog has to do his thing,
yeah.
So the Tzoya is Muktzeh.
Ah, very good. Very good point. So the Tzoya is Graf Shel Rei. Oh, so it's a Graf Shel Rei on someone else's property. it's
so
no joke.
You would be allowed to clean it up and put it into the garbage can?
A Graf Shel Rei, I guess so. I guess so. I had a smysa where the guy didn't clean up the dog, and I told the guy, clean up the dog. So the dog basically attacked me. I fell down. The dog attacked me. Yeah, the dog attacked me. I got scared and I fell. The dog mamish went at me. I told the guy, no, it's not right. You know, you have to clean up after your dog. So the dog was listening. it didn't like what it heard. And bam, it went at me. Okay, so you got to be careful. Lamed vav. Also, levashel oil efeis that tzarch eini yehudi next halachi. Now that I go, this becomes a very big problem when it comes to the seder or bchalal comes to inviting people for Yom Tov. You're not allowed to cook anything extra for a non-Jew on Yom Tov. Unfortunately, some people have family. They have family that's not religious, not Jewish, and it becomes a very, very tough shaila what to do. Also, levashel oil efeis that tzarch eini yehudi ach misha yeshloi mishna. The only exception it gives is if a person has live in help. Mishare stand for them, that part of your bias that you're allowed to. It seems so.
But they have a waiter. Yeah.
A waiter? I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know the answer. Let's see what he says. Ach, nish, yesh, lo, mishares. No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. He's saying even a waiter. Let's see how we're making a simcha. Yeah. What do they do? What do they do by the hotels? So they don't cook for them? Of course they cook for them. Well, they don't cook for them. Do they? Maybe they do. I don't know. Should we have to get here a caterer or what? A ger in training. No, not allowed. It's a tough shaila. So not for Yom Tov. for Shabbos, or you don't cook for them. You invite them. Everything you make for them is prepared in advance. You don't make anything special for them. They're not Jewish, even though they're in training. They're still not Jewish. I remember talking to people. He used to ask my father the shayla very often. It was like a very common shayla Rabbanim get about especially for the Seder. The Seder, whatever, somehow you invite extended family and they're married to a non-Jewish spouse. It's a very common shayla Rabbanim get. And Rabbanim don't have good answers because on the one hand, the halacha is it's aser. What? Well, the wine, so you don't have yayim bushel. What? Non-religious is fine. A Jew that's not religious, you can do that if that's just Jewish.
Yeah, but even if it's non-Jewish spouse, if you
carve
them, then you decide to.
It's a very big problem. There's no real answer. Let's see what it says. Also, levashel or leefas that tzarich any Yehudi not allowed to go and cook and bake for non-Jew. Meet sheyesh lo mishoris or any Yehudi yochel loisiv levashel b'dirachas sheheboi b'shebo gam b'shvil hamishoris. You're allowed to be marbe b'shiur and for the mishoris. Al b'shvil any Yehudi mechubed also afil loisiv. But when it comes to an any Yehudi mechubed, only for a guest, it's also afilu lohayisiv. Even if you're not making a special dish, you're just adding one more piece of meat into the pot. That's forbidden. V'loyoid el afilu b'shul hayitzol loyofa b'shul atzmoi. Also lahazmin, if you baked for yourself on Yom Tov, and this is not before Yom Tov, you did everything before you on Yom Tov. You did everything for you baked on Yom Tov, and now you want to give him the leftovers. Also, lahazni, I have extra food, so I'll go and I'll invite him now to come over for lunch. I cooked Friday night. I cooked Yom Tov night. I have a lot of extra food, so I might as well invite a non-Jew to come and dine with me by lunch. Also, lahazni, any Yehudi shechalimo, it's usher. V'yach, any Yehudi shenu mischabed bo, but in any Yehudi which does not being honored in this way, mutu lo says lo eitz davar mimasha bishlo yafo lefos, but if it's not a covet for him, he's not a guest, I just want to get rid of the leftovers. Just take it off my plate. Take it away. I don't want it. Then it is mutter. Lost is the double mashab bishop by yafa lafas period. If it's pass, I feel what about bread? I feel bishvil any Yehudi mishar so also. But bread is choshev, and that even for mishares is also. I feel bishvil any Yehudi mishar so that you're not allowed to do anything with regard to bread is choshev. So the rules are pretty strict. They're very, very strict, and it's a very, very big problem to invite for a Yom Tov meal a non-Jew. You're getting yourself into a very difficult situation. Okay, next, Lamed Zayin. Also, lohoitzi shum davar b'shul en Yehudi kim b'mokam shemutu lohoitzi b'shabbos. You're not allowed to carry for a goy. Okay, that's what we learned before. You're only allowed to carry for yourself and for your for tzorich, and some say even a little dvar mitzvah. And certainly, you're not allowed to carry one for a goy. Okay. Now we come to the laws of Muksa on Yom Tov. We'll leave this for tomorrow. This new thing, we'll take a little break, then we'll do something else.